It was little more than 3 miles from the wall into the Old Kingdom, but that was enough. Noonday sunshine could be seen on the other side of the wall in Anselstier, and not a cloud in sight. Here, there was a clouded sunset, and a steady rain had just begun to fall, coming faster than the tents could be raised. The midwife shrugged her cloak higher up against her neck and bent over the woman again, raindrops spilling from her nose onto the upturned face below. The midwife's breath blew out in a cloud of white, but there was no answering billow of air from her patient. The midwife sighed and slowly straightened up, that single movement telling the watchers everything they needed to know. The woman who had staggered into their forest camp was dead, only holding on to life long enough to pass it on to the baby at her side. But even as the midwife picked up the pathetically small form beside the dead woman, it shuddered within its wrappings and was still.
"The child, too?"
asked one of the watchers, a man who wore the mark of the charter, fresh drawn in wood ash upon his brow.
"Then there shall be no need for baptism."
His hand went up to brush the mark from his forehead, then suddenly stopped, as a pale, white hand gripped his and forced it down in a single swift motion.
"Peace," said a calm voice. "I wish you no harm."
The white hand released its grip, and the speaker stepped into the ring of firelight. The others watched him without welcome, and the hands that had half-sketched charter marks or gone to bowstrings and hilts did not relax. The man strode towards the bodies and looked upon them. Then he turned to face the watchers, pushing his hood back to reveal the face of someone who had taken paths far from sunlight, for his skin was a deathly white.
"I am called Abhorsen," he said,
and his words sent ripples through the people about him, as if he had cast a large and weighty stone into a pool of stagnant water.
"And there will be a baptism tonight."
The charter mage looked down on the bundle in the midwife's hands and said,
"The child is dead, Abhorsen. We are travelers, our life lived under the sky, and it is often harsh. We know death, Lord." "Not as I do," replied Abhorsen,
smiling, so his paper-white face crinkled at the corners and drew back from his equally white teeth.
"And I say, the child is not yet dead."